local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And good afternoon to you on this beautiful Monday. We are back with another week's worth of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Austin Price here in the studio with you, joined by Chris Bryan. Chris, how are you, my friend?
Oh, very well, well, very well, very well. And hope you had a great weekend.
Oh, yeah.
You and I were discussing off mic about what we did on Saturday. It was one of those really, football Saturdays, if you would.
First one
of the season.
It started
11 o'clock with the FSU game, then it went downhill from there.
Well, yeah, okay. For a lot of people in this area, yes, it did go downhill, but it was a good weekend. And that's the thing. I have mentioned it time and time again because I was dealing with a bit of an issue, right? And we won't go down that road, but that's why I was out Friday, and it was a damper on my weekend at first. But I spend all year looking forward to college football. Some of the results I didn't want, it's okay. It was a good weekend.
Yeah, I got to tell you, the weather changed over in Ireland real quick. I don't know if you were watching the complete coverage.
I was.
But like 5 minutes, it was bam. It was just total thunder showers. Then about 15 minutes later,
it was a beautiful day.
It was a beautiful day. The score was the only thing that was not beautiful about that game.
Well, and that's the thing. It was so competitive. But Florida State, you know, they got down the field and it looked like they scored pretty quick early, you know. And then Georgia Tech comes back and scores all the faster.
Yep.
And they end up taking a lead. Florida State is lucky to tie it right before half. And, yeah, I think it was like a scoreless third quarter. Bottom line is Georgia Tech controlled the ball, didn't give Florida State an inch, and – I think their go-ahead drive in the second quarter, they ran like 8 minutes of game clock off and ended with a touchdown. You can't have that kind of control out of your hands. That's insane.
You're absolutely right. 4:15. This is Chris Bryan along with Austin Price. We're here. Pensacola's really most accurate information for the afternoons. Pensacola
yes.
Right now.
Absolutely.
Let's go ahead and hit the traffic and weather. It's 4:15, time to check it out.
This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, we actually don't have too much going on here early. Very happy to be able to report that for you. North Davis Highway, if you're traveling northbound towards I-10, that's giving us a little bit of trouble, pushing you back to Creighton Road. And 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, looking kind of rough as well. We have miserable traffic on Gulf Breeze Parkway. This is if you are traveling eastbound, passing the Oriole Beach area. It is pushing you back for a few miles there, quite a few. So that is looking just dreadful at this time. Also have some backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound, coming from the Hurlburt Field area, heading in the direction of Windhaven Beach. Your last major spot's going to be Highway 90 over in Milton. That's if you're traveling eastbound, coming from Glover Lane, heading in the direction of Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, we have Alan Strum from WEAR on the scene for us. What's the scene, Alan?
Warm weather continues through the next several days with just a slight chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. Highs will mainly run in the low 90s. We'll get some sunshine in the skies, and the rain chances about 30 to 40% throughout the next several days. Overnight lows will be down in the 70s, and across the tropical Atlantic basin, all is quiet for now. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, sir.
I tell you, a big week underway, especially if you're looking to save yourself some bucks. The Florida Disaster Preparedness Tax Holiday underway. This is through September 6th. If that's not enough, get ready because beginning Sunday, September 1st through the 7th, it's the Tool Time Tax Holiday. Residents can get some pretty darn good deals on those tools, absolutely tax-free.
Yes, that is just fantastic. And also, we do have some local headlines here, starting with a 17-year-old in critical condition and an illegal immigrant facing charges after a hit-and-run crash. This was on Massachusetts Avenue near Embers Landing last night. Jose Selvin Lopez Ayala is accused of driving a truck that crashed head-on into the teen's car at around 9:30 Sunday night. FHP says that Lopez Ayala ran off after the crash but was found nearby with serious injuries. The teenager was transported to Baptist Hospital with critical injuries of his own. There's no word on the teen's condition at this time, but Lopez Ayala remains in the Escambia County Jail on a $15,000 bond and a hold for ICE.
All right, 418, this is News Radio 92.3, sunny and 89 now. Just a real fine Monday afternoon. Billy Danielson of Beulah, he was arrested last month by FDLE on 20 felony child porn counts. Well, he's been released from Escambia County Jail after posting a $210,000 bond and pleading not guilty. Danielson has also filed a motion to remove a GPS monitoring requirement from his bond condition. In July, a search warrant at Danielson's residence uncovered multiple electronic devices, numerous images and videos depicting the sexual abuse of male and female children, and with some as young as infants and toddlers. Danielson is due back in court for a trial set for December.
My goodness. And Brandon Adelot, is that how we say the name? All righty. I wanted to make sure I wasn't making a fool of myself here. Adelot, the Santa Rosa County man, he stabbed and beat his mother to death on Christmas Eve back in 2013. He's been released from prison and is now being treated in what is called a step-down facility. Sheriff Bob Johnson says that he served as a school resource officer in the school where Sharon Adelot worked and that he doesn't agree with the court's decision to move Brandon into a less secure place. However, he acknowledges that it's not his decision to make. Adelot is now being treated at the Appalachian Center. He'll be back in court for another review in February.
Yeah, still watching those mortgage numbers. Of course, we were talking about Jerome Powell, ahead of the Fed, saying in September they're going to notch it down a little bit. Some say quarter point, some say half point. Most agreeing to a half point. We'll just have to wait and see when this does happen in just a few weeks from right now. But if you're looking to buy or sell a home, here's some numbers for you this afternoon. Mortgage News Daily reporting 30-year fixed rates remain below 7%. The average 30-year rate, 6.44%. That 15-year rate, 5.97%.
Excellent. All righty. Just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got a shift in the presidential race here kicking into high gear this week regarding both candidates. We'll get you some details on that and more. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Navarre Farmers Market, Combs of Honey, is Saturday from 10 till 2 at the corner of 87 and Segura. Explore and enjoy the wide range of products. GetRelaxing.com for more. The Greater Pensacola Commissioning Committee is proud to welcome the USS Richard McCool to NAS. Take a free tour next Monday through Wednesday afternoons. Get info at PensacolaNavyLeague.org. Submit your nonprofit event at NewsRadio923.com.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving. Which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about RFK Jr. dropping out or suspending, at least in battleground states, on Friday. Also talked about the plans to develop Community Maritime Park, finally, hopefully. Plus talked with Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, particularly about the decrease in security for Brandon Adelot and the decision to prosecute the deputy in Okaloosa County for the shooting of Airman Roger Fortson. You can listen to all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Febreze. As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust new Febreze car vent clips, now with 3 times greater scent control, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with new Febreze car, I know my car's going to smell amazing, which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up! Oscar!
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, tomorrow night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. Tomorrow night, it's Christy D's Bad Juju, a music staple in Pensacola. Playing the top 40 hits from the 60s to today. Motown and the Obscure, the way you want to hear them. Bands on the Beach, tomorrow night at 7 with Christy D's Bad Juju.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Color right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Just traffic and weather updates brought to you by Parrish Tractor, formerly Coastal Machinery. Parrish is a family business with a heart for community. They're located on Mobile Highway in Pensacola and Ferdon Boulevard in Crestview. Looking at the roads here, several spots of note. We're going to start with Gulf Breeze Parkway. That is just looking unbelievable. If you are traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, we've got very heavy backups there, looking like standstill traffic reaching for quite a long ways, so be on the lookout for that. Also have our typical evening traffic if you're traveling westbound coming from Hurlburt Field on Navarre Parkway heading in the direction of Windhaven Beach. Outside of that, it's just a few spots here. North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. Pine Forest Road starting to get some backups if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound coming from downtown Milton heading in the direction of Glover Lane. As for the weather, we've had WEAR's Alan Strum on site here for us telling us what's going on. What's the scene, Alan?
Warm weather continues through the next several days with just a slight chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. Highs will mainly run in the low 90s. We'll get some sunshine in the skies and the rain chances about 30 to 40% throughout the next several days. Overnight lows will be down in the 70s, and across the tropical Atlantic basin, all is quiet for now. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you, Alan. I said he's on site. That is so wrong because he's not like in here with us. we got him on standby. We'll just put it that way.
Pensacola had a pretty darn rough outing. They were up in Chattanooga this past week playing the Smokies. Get this one. They dropped Sunday's game against the Smokies. It was 9-5, but here's the overall picture. Here's the whole platform for you. The defeat marks the Wahoos' 11th loss in 13 games.
Ugh.
Pensacola faces the Mississippi Braves tomorrow night on the waterfront. And as I mentioned to you a couple of days ago, this will be the last time you absolutely get a chance to see the Mississippi Braves in uniform in Pensacola at Wahoo Stadium.
Really?
Why, you ask?
Why?
There. Good question. They're moving the team from Mississippi to Georgia.
Okay.
So it'll be the last time.
Will they be the Atlanta Braves?
That's what I was going to say. Since they're in Georgia, they might retain the name the Braves. But should be a good series. They'll throw that first pitch out 6:05 tomorrow night.
All righty. Excellent. All right. So before we went to break here, mentioned something about a shift in the presidential race. Yeah, shifting into high gear this week. Both candidates are set to hit the campaign trail with Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz kicking off a bus tour in the battleground state of Georgia on Wednesday, so it's appropriate that Chris had mentioned it. Former President Trump and his running mate J.D. Vance, meanwhile, will be holding several events in swing states this week. After honoring U.S. service members killed in the 2021 Kabul airport attack in Arlington National Cemetery this morning, Trump spoke in Detroit, and Vance will deliver remarks at a campaign stop in Big Rapids, Michigan, tomorrow.
Okay, coming off that, I don't want to expand on this, but FSU coming off that Georgia Tech loss on Saturday, 24-21. Well, the Noles now face ACC rival Boston College.
Yes.
Very unique situation here because it will be on Monday evening.
Right.
Not tonight. Next Monday evening, September 2nd, 6:30 at Doak Campbell. The Noles football, of course, you can catch it all season on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, and last Monday we had the FSU Coaches Show take up where we would normally have the first hour of the Dave Ramsey Show, from 7 to 8 p.m. However, that is not the case tonight, and, I mean, it may be the case next week. It's not going to be, because if it's at 7 to 8, then, yeah, game's obviously going to be going on. I hate to break it to you non-sports fans out there, but football games aren't just 90 minutes long. So I guess we won't be having that next week either.
One thing I can tell you, once we get all of this squared away in the these kind of unique type games and in their time for airing, once we get that out of the way, well, it'll be Noles on Saturday football. Yep. on News Radio 92.3. And, of course, Mike Norville Show. Oh, 6:30 on Mondays, am I correct?
That's the thing. It was 7. That's what we were just talking about. It was 7 last Monday. But it's not tonight, and it obviously won't be next Monday, at least not at that time, because we're going to be airing the Boston College game. So, I don't know.
Well, I know two people I know at least one person that was pretty happy about that Georgia Tech win, Freddie Donovan over at Basketball Donovan.
He's a big GT guy?
Yeah. The whole family goes to GT. So wow. I'm sure Freddie was – I bet you Freddie was over in Dublin for that game. But anyway, he was probably a pretty happy camper.
If he was, it was probably chilly. That's the thing. I mean, in Dublin, not only did it rain for a little bit, but, man, what was it? It was like in the 50s for a good portion of that game.
Yeah, and if you notice, they started putting on the jackets as it got towards the afternoon, later in the afternoon.
Right.
That game aired with 6 hours, was like 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock?
That's the thing. It was 11 a.m. for us, but for them, if they're six hours ahead, it would have been around 5 p.m. So it would have been getting into that early evening. Man, that's beautiful weather.
Noles lost. I enjoyed watching the game, though.
Oh, no. It was
I
a heck
really
of a game.
Enjoyed it.
I enjoyed
looking at the culture and and ESPN had all their guys picking the things.
The game
Sheamus
day, yeah.
was the only one that picked Georgia Tech to win that game.
Yep.
And everybody was looking, you fool, what are you doing?
He was right on that, but he picked Notre Dame picking the national title.
Yeah, that was silly.
I'm still not buying into his the method to his madness on that one.
Just put on your calendar next Monday night, 6:30. Right. It's going to be FSU football, Boston College. What a rival that is in the ACC.
Yeah, a lot of people are panicking after FSU lost. I promise you, if they lose to Boston College, it'll be a lot more telling. You're listening to Pensacola. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
FSU has a great team.
Fox News, I'm Ted Lindner. It was 3 years ago today, 13 American service members were killed at Abbey Gate in Afghanistan. Congress planning gold medal honors for the gold medal families.
On the third year anniversary of the tragic Kabul airport bombing, House Speaker Mike Johnson on Fox and Friends says the Congressional Gold Medal will be presented to the 13 service members killed.
It's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. In a bipartisan congressional task force in Butler, Pennsylvania today, as part of an investigation into the assassination attempt on former President Trump, Florida Democrat Congressman Jared Moskowitz, critical of former Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle.
Being here and seeing the proximity of the buildings, it reminds me, quite frankly, how outrageous it was that the former director of Secret Service did not come here to get a sense of what this look like.
Fox confirming at least 5 Secret Service members have now been placed on administrative leave. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A strange session on Wall Street as a couple of the major indexes retreated, even as the Dow Jones Industrials added 65 points to earn a fresh closing high above the 42,000 level. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite eased 17 and 152 points, respectively. Even with inflation slowing in recent months, lower-income consumers, those who earn below $50,000 a year, are continuing to struggle. An August survey of consumers by Mizuho found that to be the case. The findings in line with comments from big-box retailers, including Target and Walmart, in addressing their latest earnings reports. Talk about a home run. The jersey Babe Ruth wore when he hit his famous called shot homer sold at auction on Sunday for $24.1 million. Heritage Auctions, which conducted the sale, says that figure nearly doubled fellow New York Yankees legend Mickey Mantle for the highest-priced collectibles in sports, a title Mantle's 1952 Topps rookie card earned when it sold in 2022. That's your money.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizons. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. Drake May has outperformed Jacoby Brissett recently, and that's exactly what the third overall pick of the draft should be doing. However, as long as Jacoby Brissett is healthy, I think Pats coach Sherrod Mayo is going to start the veteran signal caller over the rookie, because even though May looks ready to play, clearly the Pats offensive line is not. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Keep it twisted all year long with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea is real iced tea that packs a punch with 5% alcohol. Tastes great at the beach, the mountains, or even in your backyard. Look for the bright yellow Twisted Tea cans.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
More than 1 in 3 American adults have prediabetes, yet 80% don't know that they have it. The Florida Department of Health in Santa Rosa County will begin a national diabetes prevention class on August 27th at no cost to you to assist residents in making healthy lifestyle changes. People with prediabetes are at higher risk for developing type 2 diabetes, stroke, and heart disease, but that risk can be reversed by choosing a healthy diet and increasing physical activity. Call 850-564-2249 for additional information on upcoming classes. Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you I could help you reach your audience while they are at a sporting event? Hi, I'm Lexi with ADX Digital, and I can help you connect with your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with me today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
News Radio 92.3, working for you. Informative.
Flick Scott running away with it. 87% of the vote at this point. Matt Gaetz running
local.
Away. Hey, Vicki Campbell, how you doing? Popping any champagne at this point or what?
Yes, sir. We sure are.
Dependable.
We actually have some big numbers coming in right away, don't we, sir?
Surprising numbers.
Up to the minute, down to the wire.
Board of County Commissioners, District 1, Steve Stroberger beating Jeff Burgos.
Election coverage that's informative, local, dependable. News Radio 92.3.
Two, three, four.
Ooh-hoo. 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 Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day, or you can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at the roads here, the talk of the town right now is Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you're traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, we have got such heavy congestion there that's going to be pushing you back for, it looks like, several miles on our end here. Outside of that, though, there's not too much going on that stands out. We do have some backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound coming from Hurlburt Field, and maybe a little bit on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. But outside of those couple spots, there's not too much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, we've got Alan Strum from WEAR. Alan, what's it looking like?
Warm weather continues through the next several days with just a slight chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. Highs will mainly run in the low 90s. We'll get some sunshine in the skies and the rain chances about 30 to 40% throughout the next several days. Overnight lows will be down in the 70s, and across the tropical Atlantic basin, all is quiet for now. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Okay, 438, News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, and of course my good buddy Austin Price in today. Beautiful Monday out there, just really good. But you know, you were mentioning some of the traffic hotspots. FDOT just faxing me over the latest numbers. They always do this. They drop it about this time. Roadway construction projects continuing in Escambia County. Drivers will encounter lane closures on the 10 freeway. This is the Highway 29 interchange and those inside lane closures on 9 Mile Road between the 10 freeway ramps. Now, in Milton, this is brand new. They just added this one on. Drivers will encounter Highway 90 lane closures. This is between Avalon Boulevard and Stewart Street through Thursday. They're doing paving operations over there, and motorists using Highway 98 East through Gulf Breeze Quarter, as you just mentioned a second ago, still experiencing heavy traffic with lane shifts and closures from 4 to 6 this afternoon.
My goodness.
It's always a mess over there.
Yeah, and you know what? While we're still on the topic of the roads and weather, Hone has been downgraded from a hurricane to a tropical storm after lashing Hawaii over the weekend. According to the last update from the National Hurricane Center, the storm was centered 240 miles southwest of Honolulu as it began to move away from the island chain. Sustained winds were at 65 miles per hour with higher gusts, but the storm is expected to continue gradually weakening over the next few days.
Okay, that's a wake-up call, by the way, because here's some smart information to pass on to you. Getting ready for tropical storm season. Nothing to talk about, folks. It's perfectly quiet out in the tropics right now, so don't worry about that. But one thing I would like to do is that's encourage you to pick up on the News Radio 92.3 app, because when the power goes off around the house, you can fire the phone up and we're there.
Right.
Got it all for you. So make sure you load up the app, News Radio 92.3 today.
And also, as Chris said, there's nothing going on in the tropics that we have to worry about right now. However, what we do worry about here every day of our lives is heat. A dangerous heat wave is returning to the central and eastern U.S. this week. Forecasters said that there will be unseasonably hot temperatures in the upper Midwest and mid-Atlantic, where it could feel like 105 to 115 degrees due to humidity. The heat is projected to rise in the Midwest through Tuesday and will eventually shift to the mid-Atlantic and southeast by the middle of this week.
Well, maybe the temperatures are not dropping, but Florida gas prices are, especially heading into the weekend. The average statewide price for regular unleaded, $3.29 per gallon. That was recorded this morning, the lowest daily average price in 2 months, by the way.
Yes.
So this is some good information to pass along. Escambia County's average price standing $3.06, with many Pensacola stations, including those cantonment stations, offering gas at $2.76 per gallon. AAA is now confirming Floridians planning to hit the road for Labor Day. Well, are likely to find the lowest gas prices for the holiday weekend in 3 years.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, and speaking of like this business and price aspect stuff, first of all, two things. One, let's go ahead and address this. Wall Street is closing mostly lower, but the Dow had a record high to start the week, so there's something for you. Tech shares slid with NVIDIA down 2% ahead of its earnings report on Wednesday. Expectations of Federal Reserve rate cuts lifted markets to start the session, with the Dow again posting that record high. So at the closing bell here, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 65 points to 41,240. The S&P 500 lost 17 points to 56,16. And the NASDAQ fell 152 points to 17,725.
See, how about that kid, the young Little League team out of Orlando, Florida, basically scored huge
Lake
in the
Mary?
Little League World Series.
That's the name, right?
Yeah, Lake Mary, Florida won the state's first ever Little League World Series title Sunday, defeating Taipei 2-1 in 8 innings. That win came on a bunt.
Yes.
Believe it or not.
Yes, and that's the thing. I've never been a fan of the Little League World Series, but my dad always has been, and he was watching it. My brother got into it, so I'm like, what the hell? I'll watch it, too.
Yeah,
let's
sure.
see what's going on. So they end up bunting it, and what happened was the first baseman ran in. Mm-hmm. The pitcher was running for the ball to just sling it, no hesitation, to first baseman, get him out. There you go. And the first he slings it. First baseman ain't there, so he just throws the ball past him.
Right.
And at that point, it's like, well, the guy, because that's the thing. It's a new rule, or I don't know if it's a new rule. Maybe it's just it was new to me. In the Little League World Series, once you get to a certain point, I guess in this case the eighth inning, once you get to the eighth, there is someone who is on second base to start the inning, because they're trying to speed it up, you know. So that's the thing. If you noticed in the top of the eighth, Chinese Taipei had someone on second to start, and they didn't score with him. So then we go into the bottom of the eighth. Florida had someone on second, and that's why when he overthrew the first baseman and the ball was there, there was already a guy in scoring position, so the kid just ran home. So, yep, that's how it happened. Quite insane. Now, this is the other thing I wanted to ask you, Chris. Okay, so I know you've been in all kinds of places around America, right?
Yes.
That, just to put it one way?
Yes.
Okay. I know that was very generic.
Yes,
but,
I have.
Well, let me ask
some
you
some I didn't want to be in, but yes.
I'm assuming you've been up in the Northeast.
Absolutely.
Have you ever been in a Stop and Shop?
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
Okay. Well, sure. See, they're making a move that I think is quite surprising. The Stop and Shop supermarket chain, if you are familiar with it, is going to stop selling cigarettes and other tobacco products in all 360 of its stores at the end of this month. The company said that it's part of its commitment to community wellness. So, and the reason why I say that this is such a big deal is because, you know, we've seen like in public advertising or whatever, yes, tobacco has fallen far out of favor, and you can't see anything now without seeing like, hey, this causes mouth cancer, you know,
right, that sort of thing.
But the fact that a supermarket would, I mean, because you know people go into these places all the time to buy cigarettes and stuff like that. If they can't get that stuff now, they're taking a big financial hit. So it's pretty bold to say, you know what, we're not selling that anymore. It's done. That's wild. What?
The double-edged sword. I mean, should they have freedom to be on the open market?
Oh, yeah.
Capitalism, sell their goods, or, you know, is this control? Is this a political move?
I don't know. I mean, hey, listen, cigarettes.
First of all, I don't smoke, so I don't have to deal with that one.
But cigarettes, yeah, they are. I mean, they're objectively bad for you, just like all kinds of things are. And if they want to say that they don't have to sell it, well, then they don't have to sell it.
You know what else is bad?
What's that?
Is leaving unattended kids by swimming pools.
That's pretty rough, yeah.
Especially, you know, parents, you got to watch the kids. Bottom
that
line.
That is true.
Listen, Austin, this could be a real bad report. This could have been a real bad report I was getting ready to tell you about.
Well, I like that you worded it that way because that tells me that it's not.
It's not. As a child remains in the hospital here locally after being rescued from a pool Friday afternoon, this happened over at the Timberlake Mobile Home Park on West Michigan Avenue. The incident happened around 4:45 in the afternoon. Eyewitnesses reported somebody just hanging around the pool pulled that kid out of the pool just before EMS arrived. Whoever that person was, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Definitely a hero there.
So if you got a pool, don't turn your head on the kids. Please don't.
Well, and that's the thing. You always hear the whole, let this be a PSA to you. You always hear the same old thing about, oh, I just looked away for a moment. Oh, I was hardly doing anything. Well, it doesn't take much time. So, yes, absolutely. Alrighty, 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Not too much going on. Outside of Gulf Breeze Parkway, that is. Gulf Breeze Parkway is, what do we have here? Lane shifts and like some closures going on?
It's construction all the way through the Gulf Islands.
Yes.
All the way eastbound to Tiger Point. If you're familiar with the area, let me just give you a reference.
It typically
point.
Sucks anyway.
Lowe's, all the way down to Lowe's.
Right.
That they're doing lane shifts, both west and eastbound. But the prime hours that you really need to be careful, 4 to 6 p.m. in the afternoon. Mm. Heavy traffic coming off, a lot of folks coming in from work, things like that. Take your time. But most importantly this afternoon, bring a lot of patience along.
Yes, because that's the thing. You said it's going to be real bad from 4 to 6. It's a quarter till 5, and yeah, it's looking pretty rough, so I believe you. So once again, if you are traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, you are going to be very backed up well past Oriole Beach, actually closer to the bridge to get onto Pensacola Beach, so be on the lookout for that. It's very heavily backed up at this time. Outside of that, it's just a little bit of backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound coming from the Hurlburt Field area, and North Davis Highway if you're traveling northbound towards I-10. As for the weather, we've had Alan Strum giving us our updates. Alan, what's it looking like?
Typical weather for this time of the year will continue. We'll see sunshine, just a few clouds, and maybe a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. Tuesday's rain chance, about 30%. Looking through the week, it's about a 40% chance for a pop-up shower or storm. So highs will be in the low 90s and overnight lows in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Are you enjoying the late hours for summertime with daylight savings time, DST?
Kind of.
Okay.
It's all right.
Well, I, for one, enjoy the amount of extra hours of sunlight, daylight savings time, of course. Florida ending November 3rd, not far away, the first Sunday after Halloween. For years, lawmakers have tried permanently to end the DST via the Sunshine Protection Act with bills introduced in 2018. I remember this very, very plain. It wasn't just 2018. It was 19, 21, 23. They keep trying this thing here. The bills were never passed by the House of Representatives, and they've never been signed into law. So on November 3rd, change the clocks back an hour. I don't like it. I like the sunshine myself.
No. Of the two, I prefer to have the sun up longer. I do prefer that because I remember, and you mentioned it's going to change in November, and that sounds about right because it was around the time I started this job. I started at right about Halloween, and yeah, it was. It would get so dark so soon, and I would just be like, it would just feel like I'm working the night shift here. You know, it's just kind of a bummer. But we've got the sun shining beautifully right behind me right now.
I say that because I know when my kids went through the Gulf Breeze school system, and I do remember sometimes late in the afternoons, by golly, it was dark. Well, it was dark sometimes when they were going to school, and it was dark sometimes when they were getting out of school.
Right.
As a parent, I didn't like those odds.
No.
Not at all for the safety of the kids.
No. I agree 100%. Just about 4:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll give you maybe a bit more frivolous topics, maybe a bit more. I don't know. There's actually a lot to dig into politically. We could maybe talk about that and maybe some frivolous stuff if there's time. But also, we'll, of course, get you that last quick check of the roads and weather. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
I'm Fuad Reves, a home builder. Did you know there's a deadly, invisible radioactive gas that can seep into homes from underground? It's radon. Breathing radon can cause lung cancer. So protect your family. Talk to your builder. Tell him you want a healthier, safer, radon-resistant home.
Learn more. Visit the EPA at epa.gov/radon. That's epa.gov/radon. This public service announcement is brought to you by the EPA, who does not endorse this particular builder or any other commercial enterprise.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 4:51 here. Chris, I don't think I've ever asked you this, but it is it's a very dicey question for some people. I'm judge-free. Some people, you can't say the same about them.
I don't have socks on. I'm sorry.
No, well, some people will judge you for that too, but I won't. Are you an iPhone user?
I am.
Okay.
I am. Yeah. Not a very good one, but I am.
we had a worker here one time when I was, well, she still works here, but when I was working in promotions, and we had like a group chat for all the brand ambassadors. And if you didn't have an iPhone, it would be registered as a green bubble, and that really bugs people. And so one person did not have an iPhone, so it just ruined everything, and she was really upset about it. But that's neither here nor there. Workplace banter aside, Apple is expected to launch its iPhone 16.
Oh, so this was a transition into a story.
Yes.
Oh, very nice.
A winded one, but
very,
I made it
very
work.
Very nice.
Thank you, sir. Yes, they're launching the iPhone 16 at their event on September 9th. Tagged It's Glow Time. The event will take place at the Steve Jobs Theater in Apple Park and be streamed online. It's not yet clear what Glow Time refers to, but reports indicate embedded AI is expected to be a key feature of the phone. The company announced several generative AI features for the iPhone at its annual Worldwide Developers Conference, but it appears the latest iPhone will be the first designed with an AI in mind.
Listen, Steve Jobs was a bona fide genius.
Yes.
I had a chance to study under Steve in Denver, and boy, let me tell you something. He was light years ahead of what was going on out there. And when you watched his presentations, hey, and I encourage anybody, if you really want to see what I'm talking about, you can Google like Steve Jobs' presentation.
Right.
And you'll see his visual transformations in terms of moving people to different screens during his presentations.
Very good showman.
But they were visuals. Like, for instance, he would put an arrow up and it would move you to another screen. He was very, very visually oriented.
Right.
And he used to always say to us, listen, if you have to look at your notes or you have to go up there and look at bullet points or whatever, get off the stage. Mm-hmm. Tell the story. And that's what we do here at News Radio 92.3. We tell a story.
Right.
But, yeah, Steve was an incredible guy. And we always laugh, and I do in the morning, especially when I'm turning my phone on and, there's the temperature, Cupertino. I get it every morning, knowing what was going on out there, you know.
Right.
Pretty darn interesting. I heard you playing some Led Zeppelin there a minute ago.
Yes, Black Dog.
Remember, I think I might have told you this a couple of days ago. I'll call it a senior moment if I can. I paid $5 for a Led Zeppelin concert in
New
Orleans.
You did tell me that.
At Municipal Auditorium.
Senior?
Yes. That's what it was. I mean, it, you know, it was like just amazing. It was general admission seats.
Right.
And I was like on first or second row, probably about from me, which is about 10 feet away from you, from Jimmy Page playing a string bow guitar.
Right. And that is, that's amazing because they are.
$5.
They're one of the biggest rock bands ever, you know, so that's really awesome. Just about 4:55 here before we carry on. We do have that one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. And when I say quick, I mean it. I'm very happy to say there's not too much going on here early this afternoon, except for Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you're traveling eastbound, passing Oriole Beach, heading in the direction of Tiger Point, we've got some very, very heavy backups over there pushing you back for a good ways. Outside of that, let's see. Your worst spot's going to be Highway 90. That's over in Milton. If you're traveling eastbound, westbound, coming from Glover Lane and heading in the direction of Avalon Boulevard. Outside of those couple spots, there's not too much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, we've got WEAR's Alan Strum on standby. Alan, what's it looking like?
Typical weather for this time of the year will continue. We'll see sunshine, just a few clouds, and maybe a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. Tuesday's rain chance, about 30%. Looking through the week, it's about a 40% chance for a pop-up shower or storm. So highs will be in the low 90s and overnight lows in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Okay, we like to check in with Pensacola International, find out what's going on. Maybe you have to go pick somebody up this afternoon. Want to save you a little bit of bucks on parking rates out there.
Sure.
Spirit 2892 coming up out of Orlando. Scheduled time to touchdown 5:23 now, about 5:55. And also Frontier coming out of Denver. There's an 8:13 touchdown time for that flight. By the way, 39:30. It has been delayed for about a half an hour also. It will be touching down in Pensacola. Wheels down. 8:44 this evening.
All righty. And I also wanted to touch on this because, Chris, you and I saw it. We've got multiple screens in here, and we saw it last week. Do you remember the footage of a woman? She was, like, having some encounter with, like, a tiger.
Is
that
ring
a bell?
Yes.
Okay, well, we do have some context on that.
This isn't a bad story, is it?
I mean, it's not a good one.
She didn't lose an arm or fingers.
Oh, no, I don't believe so. Okay. But we'll figure it out as we read along.
We did see that person.
Go ahead.
I know what you're talking
and
about.
And why it was so controversial was because it was less about her being in danger, I think, and more about her, like, what the heck are you doing near the tiger?
She jumped the fence.
Right.
Zoo.
Yes, she's now being charged for allegedly climbing into a... It says allegedly.
Climbing. I saw it.
Yeah, we saw it on video. So she, quote-unquote, allegedly, climbed into a tiger enclosure at a New Jersey zoo. Authorities say that 24-year-old Zaire Dennis has been charged with defiant trespassing and violating two city ordinances that prohibit people from climbing fences within a zoo for obvious reasons. Officials say that video shows Dennis approaching tigers at the Kohensic Zoo in Bridgeton on August 18th and sticking her hand through the fence, almost getting bit. So she was luckily not bit. Dennis will have to appear in Bridgeton Municipal Court.
I saw an image. Somebody took that and put a balloon caption by this tiger, the tiger's face, and it said, "Are you kidding?"
Well, right. Like, I mean, come on.
A tiger sees somebody jumping there. Now, wait a minute. This is too easy.
Do you ever think, this is just a bit of a question for you. Do you ever think that animals look at us and think, like, we're the stupid ones?
Oh, of course. are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, well, because maybe not because of reasons like that. The tiger may just more be confused about why that foreign animal is in the cage with them. But, I mean, I don't know. I see humans do pretty stupid stuff.
Have you been to the zoo on Gulf Breeze?
Yes, I have, but, man, it's been a while.
I love it. As a matter of fact, you can drive down 98 East, and you can look over just as you pass the zoo.
Right.
And you can see the giraffes. They're all their heads popping up over there. You know? Great zoo. Go and support those darn animals.
Oh, for sure.
They have a great facility over there. Also, like to remind folks, Powerball, $44 million, $29.9 million. That is your cash option tonight. They make that drawing around 10 o'clock. Mega Millions, $575 million or $285.5 million. That is your cash option tomorrow evening.
Excellent.
As I always say, play wisely, and good luck.
Yes, play wisely. That's the real big one. Good luck, but with how little luck, how little luck you're going to need,
much? The numbers about the percentages of winning was like one and something.
That's the thing.
Or something. Or...
So much luck needed for such a small chance.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All righty, that just about does it for hour one. You've been listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Don't go anywhere though, because we will be right back in about 10 to 12 minutes, giving you another rundown of everything happening in your world on this beautiful Monday. WEAR Top of Hour News coming up. Stick around.